John the Baptist's headgear on a platter. Herodias had finished using the head as a chamber pot, so Salome proceeded to disassemble and remove the headgear for a talisman. Then, after coating with her vaginal juices the sausage fetched for her by her manservant, an orthodontist slash time traveler who'd lost his powers while fixing John's smile, she troubled the mouth and throat with it. The wind stirred up sand in the desert. No one noticed a man walking naked through the storm, not even the man himself, for he was too concentrated on the silence entombed in each circling grain of sand. Salome tore clumps of hair from the head. She didn't swat the flies swarming. The flies didn't speak Aramaic, and she didn't speak fly, so no communication occurred until her eyes bulged red and she shriveled, sprouting thin wings. The sand had no way to know the man journeyed in a state humans rarely attain, for the sand was otherwise. Inside each grain, emptiness waited for nothing. After she crawled out of the labyrinth of her collapsed garments, all Salome the Fly could think to ask her new companions was whether they knew a flyway to the future. They gave directions. She tested her wings. All her life, she kept arriving unsatisfied, thinking of her last dance and other things she could have asked for.